Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, we're talking DSNP. How do you sell it? Where do you find dual eligibles? Our DSNP primer answers these questions and more. ASG Episode 4, The Beginner's Guide to DSNPs, written by Roxanne Anderson. While the majority of Medicare business falls into annual enrollment, there's a type of Medicare Advantage plan that you can sell year-round, the DSNP, or Dual Eligible Special Needs Plan. Whether you're new to DSNPs or searching for information to fine-tune your selling techniques, our guide covers all the basic information you need to know about these valuable multifaceted products. Let's start off with a quick definition. What exactly are DSNPs? DSNPs are a type of Medicare Advantage Special Needs Plan. Most DSNPs are HMOs, or Health Maintenance Organization plans, though some are Preferred Provider Organization, or PPO plans. There are five types of DSNPs: all dual, full benefit, Medicare zero cost sharing, dual eligible subset, and dual eligible subset Medicare zero cost sharing. Each state determines which DSNPs a carrier can offer and the benefits they can include. Generally speaking, DSNPs include the following: care coordination, $0 monthly premiums, over-the-counter quarterly benefits, dental, vision, and hearing benefits, transportation benefits, gym memberships, and telehealth services. Who qualifies for DSNPs? Dual eligibles, individuals of any age who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid, qualify for DSNPs. To be eligible for Medicare, individuals must be age 65 or older or have a qualifying disability. To be eligible for Medicaid, an individual's income and asset level must fall below certain thresholds determined by their state. The type of plan a dual eligible can enroll in depends upon the Medicaid category they fall under. Visit our show notes for the link to our cheat sheet that explains eligibility restrictions. And remember, always verify a client's Medicaid eligibility before you enroll him or her in a DSNP. Many carriers have agent support personnel who can help with DSNP enrollment. When can you sell DSNPs? Even though DSNPs are Medicare Advantage plans, they have no set enrollment period. Why? Because when someone becomes eligible for a DSNP, they qualify for a special enrollment period to join one. And as long as they maintain their eligibility for Medicare and Medicaid, they have an SEP to join or switch DSNPs at the start of every month. This makes selling these plans a great way to unlock sales outside of the annual enrollment period. Where can you find DSNP prospects? DSNP prospects are all around you, especially if you work near an urban or generally low-income area. If you sell near a large rural area, it'll be more difficult to find prospects because CMS won't allow DSNPs in counties that don't have a certain number of doctors. It will also be difficult to find clients if you do business near moderately to highly wealthy areas, since the type of prospects you're looking for wouldn't be able to afford living there. Since welfare and Social Security disperse payments near the beginning of the month, you should be able to find DSNP prospects in places where dual eligibles spend money during the first half of the month, like discount stores, dollar stores, thrift shops, and flea markets. During the second half of the month, you should be able to find them at places where dual eligibles seek assistance, such as food pantries, food banks, or soup kitchens. And at any time throughout the month, you can find dual eligibles at utility assistance locations, community events like senior expos and health fairs, charity events, churches or other faith-based organizations, areas with low-income housing, senior centers, and retirement communities. How can you build your DSNP business? To build your DSNP book of business, you'll want to focus your efforts on two main objectives: utilizing grassroots marketing and providing superior customer service. Let's start with utilizing grassroots marketing. Taking a grassroots marketing approach is the most effective way to get DSNP leads and build your DSNP client base. Grassroots marketing involves going out into the community where prospective clients are, engaging with them, as well as forming relationships with other professionals in the community who can refer prospective clients to you. Some strategies include volunteering at food banks, food pantries, soup kitchens, and charity events, visiting community centers, retirement communities, and areas with low-income housing, hanging tear-off flyers or business cards on bulletin boards at indoor flea markets, thrift stores, or churches, forming partnerships with churches, provider offices, nonprofit organizations, and retailers, setting up your own booth at community events, holding educational events, and sales events. In the words of one successful DSNP agent, position yourself in the community as a resource, and people will come to you. Just remember, you must follow all CMS Medicare marketing guidelines for marketing these plans and holding events. For more information on how to stay compliant, check out the link to our do's and don'ts of Medicare compliance in the show notes. After marketing, it's all about providing superior customer service. Treating people right will increase your chances of converting prospects into clients, getting referrals from existing clients and professionals within your community, and retaining clients. You can create a superior customer service experience by becoming well-informed on the subjects you hear prospects and clients asking questions about, educating your prospects and clients on their health insurance programs and options, making sure your clients understand their plans and benefits and how to access their care, letting your prospects or clients know about other people or organizations who can help them with their non-health insurance related needs when appropriate. How can you retain DSNP clients? The fact that dual eligibles can join or switch DSNPs every month can be a double-edged sword. On one side, it gives you the opportunity to find new MA clients anytime throughout the year. On the other, it gives competing agents the opportunity to simultaneously swoop in and steal your clients. In order to avoid losing your DSNP clients, ensure you establish trust with them. Be someone they know they can come to with health insurance questions. Provide them with superior customer service. Do everything you can to help them while maintaining a professional relationship. Confirm they know the best way to reach you when they have a question. Give them your phone number and email address. Our pro tip? Fridge magnets are much harder to lose than a business card. Follow up with them every 6 months to 1 year. Check how they're doing, if their income or prescription drug needs have changed, and if they still feel that their plan is meeting their needs. Taking these measures can help you build client loyalty. Don't forget, the smallest of actions can make a huge difference in the lives and minds of others. Why sell DSNPs? You've learned that selling DSNPs can earn commissions during Medicare's off-season. But there's one point we need to make clear. If you're only interested in selling these products for your own profit, you may quickly find that you're not working in the right market. The dual eligible population can be difficult to work with. Out in the field, you'll encounter many people confused by their health insurance options. Your ability to explain things in an easy to understand manner and effectively answer questions will definitely be tested. You may even find yourself in houses that make you feel uncomfortable. Simply put, agents who sell DSNPs do so because they truly want to help others through their business. You should sell them if you want to do the same. Contracting with DSNPs can open the door to many new opportunities for your business. To learn more about these products or to find out which ones are most competitive near you, contact one of Ritter's licensed regional marketers. Check out our show notes for that link and all the other links we mentioned in this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We really appreciate your support. And if you like the show or listen on a regular basis, we would love to hear from you. It takes just a moment to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app or in iTunes. Let us know what you like best, what you'd like to hear, even if you want to just click on a star without leaving a review. All of that feedback helps us to make a better show for you, the agent, and that's what the Agent Survival Guide team is really all about, helping you do business more efficiently. So please, we'd love it if you left a review, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments on a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.